Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
I think there's a very good chance that we're going to have the maximum number of delegates coming out of Minnesota.
Ron Paul was right.
Robert Scott Bell.
Feral pigs and piglets on small family farms in the state of Michigan are now illegal and considered invasive species. Hide them or they'll get shot.
Robert Scott Bell.
Mr. Chair, members, I present to you AB 2109. This bill will provide accurate medical information to parents who are considering exempting their children from vaccination.
I am Dr. Don Hart.
Excuse me, no more testimony, just to say whether you support or oppose the bill.
I oppose medical fascism backed by voodoo science.
Thank you.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Whether you agree with it or not, mandatory vaccinations in California schools are one step closer to becoming a reality.
SB 277 would make it mandatory for students to be vaccinated in order to attend public and private schools.
Together, we are turning the tide to stop communicable diseases before any more families are hurt.
The time has come for the state to take the measures necessary to protect our kids, protect our families, and protect our schools.
Parents have been here at the Capitol protesting. They've rallied. Death threats have even come into Senator Pan's office.
As parents, we have the right to choose what's best for our children, no matter what it is.
For many practicing Muslims, Mormons, Catholics, evangelicals, and other people, this violates their personal religious beliefs.
SB 277 makes its way onto the State Assembly in California. What's the latest argument for SB 277? What's the latest argument for removing the exemptions, religious and philosophical, from the people of California? It'll save money. Yes, that's it. We've got it now. At Forbes, you got to see this article. California vaccination bill, SB 277, clears the Senate and will save taxpayer money if it becomes law. You know, the only money that it's saving is Big Pharma's money buying the dunderheads like Dr. Richard Pan and others of the Democratic Party in California, because they'll have, hey, we've invested. It's payback time. Now we don't have to spend the money on the politicians that we bought to sell out the people of California who want the philosophical or religious freedoms to go, no, not in my child's body. No, no. And then the argument that, well, by the way, welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show. I'm a little ornery tonight as I'm getting ready to head up to Autism One, and I'm going to witness firsthand the families who have been directly impacted by vaccine injury. And it's hard to remain calm. It is absolutely hard to remain calm when you see the children who have been victimized by the Richard Pans of the world. On the state level, the federal level, whatever level you want to go. Mandate, no exception. Medical exemptions, good luck. We went through that the other day, the list of medical exemptions that are not actually medical exemptions, that you would still be required to get your kids shot up with these toxic medicaments. Heavy metals, foreign animal RNA, DNA, aborted fetal tissue, etc. In California, they're going to save money. No, Big Pharma's going to save money because they'll have spent it. They won't have to buy it anymore. They'll have mandated into infinity and beyond the use of experimental vaccines on the people of California, because the adults are next. You won't be able to work around children without it. And then the argument that, oh, well, this would save us from another Disneyland measles outbreak. Lies! Lies! This would have happened. This could have happened even if SB 277 were already in force for 10 years. Why? Well, you tell me. Does Disneyland prohibit homeschool children from going to Disneyland? Is that it? Is that what you're arguing? Well, yeah, that's next. We'll just ban homeschoolers. They won't be able to go anywhere fun. Not that there aren't better places to go than Disneyland, but that's beside the point at this moment. We are now creating what I criticize John Stewart for fomenting. A Nazi-like attempt at putting Stars of David or pink stars on the people who are ostracized, who are being scapegoated for outbreaks that they are not causing. Hepatitis B? This is what you're telling me? They have to have hepatitis B shots because they go to Disneyland? And they take, it's outrageous is an understatement. And then, of course, the mainstream media playing up, maybe somebody called in a death threat to one of the sponsors of SB 277. Don't know if it's true. Certainly not saying it didn't happen. And I certainly am not saying I can't understand why it would happen. Because as I've said, as a parent, and anybody who's been through this, who has a child who is vaccine injured, and you know the horrific realities of this injury, or maybe you've lost your child to a well-intended vaccine. They're dead. They're gone. They're not here anymore, except in spirit. And, I'm just getting overwhelmed again with emotion as I think about this. What parent wouldn't defend their child's life with their own in such circumstances as they know the threat that you are putting upon my family, upon my children, is a mortal threat. And that I have the right and obligation to defend my child from being potentially, yes, I'm going to say the word, murdered by injection. You California Democrats, wake up. You're going to get thrown out if there is a California, if this goes through. This is bringing hell on earth, what you're attempting to do here with SB 277. Under the false pretense of protecting people from disease that is not caused by a lack of antibodies. Artificially induced, especially when you create disease. But again, I digress because, we can't argue about the merits of vaccines or the science. Then, okay, let's step back and argue the merits of liberty, of individual liberty. Oh, no, we can't do that in California. We can't have freedom. Freedom's too scary. It might mean I catch a cold or something from somebody that's not been vaccinated. You know how those crazy viruses are. You don't even know what viruses are. Pan. Then you had Jenna Elfman, a Hollywood leftist celebrity. Seems like a nice enough lady. She claims to be pro-vaccine, yet she's come out against SB 277. She says it's about freedom. It's about time, damn it. That's right, it's about freedom. You're right. Put aside all of my perspectives on vaccines and the experiments that they are and how dangerous that they are and how non-protective that they are. Put them aside. Pretend they don't even exist. If you are for SB 277, you are against the freedom of self-autonomy. The sanctity of the family to decide what is best for the family, for the children. Because you're a collectivist. You're a medical vaccine. Superdon uses the word douche canoe. Collectivist. And you can yell at me too. I don't mind. You can go ahead because he's not. Robert Scott Bell's not being nice right now.
You're in a mood tonight.
I warned you, Superdon, that this would happen.
That's right.
The more I delve into this.
One of those shows where I'm like hiding underneath the chair.
You better hide, buddy.
No. Listen, I understand your outrage. And, you know, there's another perspective here. I mean, and you're right. I mean, look, there's a disagreement over vaccines and what's in vaccines and the ingredients and the danger and the studies and all that stuff. And we could debate that with the other side until we're blue in the face.
Yes, exactly.
But here's something you have to think about. Last week, we found out that 500,000 people are dying a year in the West from antidepressants. Where's the protest? How many people? I mean, listen, getting sick? Yeah, that sucks. Nobody wants to get sick. You might die if you get sick. That's true. How many people died from the measles at Disneyland? None. 147 people got sick, and then they got better. 500,000 people are dying a year from antidepressants. They don't get better. They're dead. Why are we not seeing the outrage about that? Where's the protest? Where's the legislation? Everybody's quiet. We're all focused on measles and vaccines. Why? Think about it. There's an agenda here. 500,000 people dead, 147 sick. And what are we all talking about? We're talking about mandated vaccines. Think about it, people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, and that 500,000 number that came out recently on the psychotropic drugs, which was stunning enough, that is added on, as far as I can see, to the previous numbers we've reported. On the bare low end minimum, $106,000 a year to $225,000 a year, going back to the Barbara Starfield report in the Journal of the American Medical Association.
We're talking about the Barbara Starfield report, see?
Yeah.
See, that's one of those things that all the...
Out of Johns Hopkins, Superdon. Johns Hopkins.
Oh, well, you know.
In the Journal of the American Medical Association, never disputed, Superdon. Oh, give me that crap.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'll throw that back in your face. I know what you're doing, Superdon. Don't worry. But that's the point. We can't talk about those deaths. No, this is about saving you from dying from measles, which nobody's dying from here in the United States. Western medicine, as much as we'll criticize them, can do good things in terms of keeping you out of death in a crisis. Although once you're out of crisis, you want to get the hell out before they send you to hell with their drugs. Or heaven, as the case may be. But regardless, the families that are upset and outraged over this, your response is appropriate. And, you know, lest I get in any kind of trouble for saying, yes, send death threats. No, don't send death threats. That's playing right into their hands. You've got to contain and control your anger in this regard. Even though I've laid out the perspective that a parent may be justified, maybe, in defending their child's life. But don't play into their hands by calling it in, because they could make it up, too. You know, because they'll use it against us, and they'll call anybody who is anti-vaccination a homegrown terrorist. That's coming. You know this is coming. The Department of Homeland Security will determine anybody who has religious, philosophical objection to vaccines. They're on now the terror watch list. You wait. This is how we have descended into medical tyranny. The medical church, the medical monopoly, the church of vaccine and drug mysticism in violation of the First Amendment. Is this what you want, California Democrats? You've sold your soul for a few shekels, and the children of California are poisoned. Are you happy about that? There's still some time. Question of the day on wars after this.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Making sense out of medical propaganda, here's Robert.
You know what? You could be pro-vaccination. That's okay. I don't mind. You can be. You can be really like a Jen Elfman. I don't mind that you're for vaccines. Just if you're against the choice to say no to them, then get on down the road. Just get on down the road. Is what I got to say. No. Well, we're not going to make death threats here. We're not stooping to that level. But you've got to stand up and say no. Right? Like your two-year-old. Learn from your two-year-old. Stop being a wussy for the state. Stand up and say no. And there are many doctors for and against vaccines that all support your freedom to choose. Vaccine choice. It's about freedom. And yes, that has been a battle line that has been drawn since the beginning of this Republic of the United States. And around the world as well. Anybody that believes in freedom, or if you even want to say democracy, right? But democracy is dangerous because if 51% of the people are dunderheaded douche canoes in California and they believe they should take away your right to say no, they can vote your right out, which just means it was never a right, which means it was a privilege. Is it a privilege? I ask you. Is it a privilege to not be experimented upon? Is it a privilege to not have a doctor of the state force your kid to accept foreign DNA, RNA, aluminum, mercury, formaldehyde? Antibiotics injected into their bodies. Is that a privilege? Oh, we're just taking away privilege. Well, the argument could be made, perhaps, and I've said this, that going to public school, government indoctrination centers, is the privilege, and that's where you could be hosed. That's why they maybe couldn't violate the homeschool side of things, at least yet. They may try to find a way. But private schools? Really? Even private schools? That's what's happened in California. Happy Democrat land. All right. Can we remove that wart from office, Dr. Richard Pan?
He's a wart.
Oh, no, they weren't talking about him. I'm sorry. This is a question coming through, so we got to set this up just right.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
All right, question of the day is about Warts Mandala. It says, we met, at Marlene's Market and Deli, way out there at Federal Way, Washington. I remember that. A health concern, need help, all right? Around 5 years ago, I had a wart pop up on my left thumb finger. I tried over-the-counter products, wart freeze, et cetera, to treat it, but it never fully went away. A couple of years after that, a few more popped up, now on my ring and index fingers. And just recently, there are more popping up, and this time including my right hand and my palm and knuckles. They're small in nature, cauliflower-looking, mostly covered by my skin, but a bump where it indicates abnormal cell growth. It doesn't bleed or anything, but is somewhat sensitive when you apply pressure to it. I tried doing research online as to how I can deal with these, and I came across homeopathy. I read that Thuja occidentalis helps treat it. I did more research, and I read two kinds of treatment, pellets by mouth, Thuja oil to cover the wart. I wanted to ask if this would be the right way to go. Any possible dosage information or whatever. Where's the best place I can get it from? Well, you can go back to Marlene's Market in Delhi, or you can go online, or you can call King Bio, kingbio.com at 800-543-3245, and you can get a warts formula that includes Thuja, Cilicia, and a whole other bunch of remedies, too. You can put topically, as you said, Thuja oil. That's great. You can put topically silver hydrosol, or the silver gel that I like so much, the Sovereign Silver First Aid Gel, because it stops viral replication. That's a big part of this. You can do the more aggressive allopathic methods. I remember many years ago, they used nitrogen, cold frozen nitrogen. But boy, oh boy, that burns your skin off, too. It's just brutal. Then others have used nitrous oxide, I believe. And I think I've talked about that on the air some years ago from when I was at an A4M conference, where it's much more focused on the area. But from a standpoint of the metabolism, the immune system, look to modulate immunity, do things like Carnivora, do things like beta-1-3-D glucan. These are things that can help facilitate increased selenium levels. This also helps to stop viral replication. But the most direct homeopathic indication is indeed the Thuja occidentalis. Homeopathically, you can use a 10X, a 12X, a 12C, a 6X, a 6C, a 24X, a 30C, a 30X, whatever you want. The right remedy, more important than the right potency. And if all you have is a 30, use it. If all you have is a 12, use it. You tend to use the lower number, right? That's just confusing. But the lower number continues is considered lower potency. Not necessarily exactly the same way you think of allopathic medicine. But you would use that more frequently. Do a 10X, 15X, 12X, 12C every day. If you're doing a 30X, maybe every other day. Just saying from my experience. But you can do it however you want. And then eventually say, bye-bye, warts. They'll go. Remember, clean up your gut. Consider the Silver Aloe Protocol. All right, when we come back, a little political healing. The Bride of Frankenfoods. Who could it be now? Super Don, the Bride of Frankenfoods. We'll find out after the break. Super Don's not talking. Yeah, there he is. Okay, we'll be right back.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
For the last year, you've been hearing about the wonders of Echo Water with my good friend Paul Bertiero. If you go to robertswater.com, you can find out even more scientific breakthroughs that we're talking about right now.
Absolutely. We clean the water with a multi-stage filter, but where the science is in molecular hydrogen. We have over 400 studies that you can review on how molecular hydrogen helps with 150 human diseases. 40 of those 400 studies were human studies. So this is demonstrated science. The simplest way to understand as hydroxyl radicals, the most cytotoxic oxidative radical in the body, we convert it into water when it combines with H2. So HO, H2 combines water molecules. Incredible.
Massive amounts of hydration from the water that you're getting, cleaning it up, adding the hydrogen, and doing extraordinary things to remove the things you don't want from your body. Check it out, Echo Water. You can find out more at robertswater.com, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee still there?
Yep, 30 days, money back.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Walland Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Walland Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall and Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience four full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives, and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings, and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times best-selling author David Wilcock, Dead Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earth Files publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Raise the cosmic diffuser. Move the diffuser bands. She's alive. Alive.
I have a lot of baggage. I remember landing under sniper fire. I did say that.
She did say that. The Bride of Frankenfood. Wow. Hillary Clinton coming out as a GMO wannabe. If you'd like to be a genetically modified organism, you could get married to Hillary. Yeah. Yeah. You could go that way too. Yeah. Great news coming out, folks. Democrats again picking on you. You can handle it, right? You're sensitive like me.
your fearless leader-to-be, Hillary Clinton, her agribusiness ties are giving rise to this nickname in Iowa, the Bride of Frankenfood. The Bride of Frankenfood. And she's losing crucial liberal activist support to who? Bernie Sanders, avowed socialist out of, is it Vermont or Maine? Where's Bernie? Weekend with Bernie.
Vermont, sir.
Yeah, no, Vermont. Bernie Sanders, who at least has got integrity, courage of his convictions. I mean, he's not dancing around issues. But Hillary, GMOs, they're all good, right? And you people that don't get on the GMO bandwagon, you're just science deniers. This is going to be a problem for her. I mean, it's enough that Benghazi doesn't bother people on the political left. Does her affiliation with Monsanto and the biotech industry bother you at all? Evidently, it's bothering a lot of liberal moms who said we were all for until we figured out, oh my gosh, she's a GMO candidate? Do we know, Super Don, who came up with this nickname for her, the Bride of Frankenfood? That's really cute.
You know, the first place I saw it was the Washington, I think it was the Washington Post.
The Post?
Or the Time, Washington
the Time. I know Washington
Times.
Yeah, it would be nice to get the lineage on this. The backlash against Mrs. Clinton for her support of genetically modified organisms, which dominate the corn and soybean crops at the heart of Iowa's economy, manifested itself at a recent meeting of the Tri-County Democrats, where members gauged support for the former Secretary of State. Listen to this. So this may have actually come out within the Democratic group. This is not a Republican plot. At least I don't think so. But I don't buy into those Republican-Democrat plots anyway. The Hegelian dialectic is they play one against the other, and they get their own candidate in that does whatever to further the globalist agenda, which includes Monsanto. A large faction of women voiced strong support for Mrs. Clinton's candidacy until the GMO issue came up, prompting them to switch allegiances to Senator Bernie Sanders. Wow, interesting. I mean, Sanders is like, and to some degree, is like what Ron Paul was to the Republican Party. The guy that they're going to say, oh, yeah, he's, you know, he's good on some things, or but he's not electable, right? He's unelectable. This is what they'll say. We can't put him up there, so we've got to have the Bride of Frankenfood, on there. Clinton needs to be the one. Who will it be? Who will it be now? She's still got a massive advantage in the polls in Iowa, 60% to 15%. But Sanders is inching up since he entered the race on April 30th, and his liberal agenda is popular with party activists. You know, what's interesting to me is that Iowa is a massive GMO state. But if you think about it, if the Democrats are against Monsanto in a state like Iowa, which is it's all corn and soy, genetically modified all the time, then it tells you how few in reality are impacted economically positively by these global corporations that are taking charge of all the farmland in the Midwest. These aren't the small family farmers that are, you know, stooges of Monsanto, although they'd like them to be. The small family farmer says, get the hell out, Monsanto. Leave us alone. Let us plant our own seeds. Let us save our own seeds. And I think, I feel, it should be, that I don't care what label you claim to have in politics, Republican, Democrat, or otherwise, you think that you would support the rights of farmers to grow what they want on their land, to not have to pay tribute, if you will, to a global corporation with no allegiance to any nation or state, like Monsanto? I'm thinking. Mike Adams put out a great piece on this as well. Hillary Clinton, Bride of Frankenfoods. We got that image in the show notes, and there's a new button we want you to wear. If you want to print it out, give it to your kids. No, don't. They'll probably get in trouble if they go to schools with liberal teachers. Clinton / Monsanto, Beyond All Hope, 2016. Nice campaign button for Hillary Clinton, Monsanto. Clinton running with Monsanto for 2016, head of the corporate United States of America. I don't think you can find much support for her here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, but if you have friends that still haven't woken up to the reality of what Hillary Clinton is, Bride of Frankenfood. And that's not Bill Clinton. Not Bill Clinton at all. By the way, this just in, New Jersey has made it against the law to have sex with animals. Maybe that explains.
I got to move somewhere else now.
Yeah, I know. Maybe that explains why Hillary Clinton is married to Frankenfoods instead. No law against having sex with Frankenfoods.
New Jersey has made it illegal. Apparently,
yeah.
They need that law in New Jersey.
Yeah, you listen. New Jersey, home of big pharma, a lot of big pharma in America, right there in New Jersey.
Well, apparently some people are spending some time on the other big pharma.
okay, then. Well, isn't that interesting? Hey, you know the whole backlash on Chipotle and stuff? You know, the skeptics, they're coming out of the woodwork. This Karina Storrs, who wrote an article for CNN, special to CNN. I don't know how balanced she is in this regard, but she's written pretty much targeting Chipotle and others who use the word natural or non-GMO. Headline reads, "Natural and other food labels that sound legitimate but may not be." How do you confer legitimacy on a Chipotle burrito? Oh, that's not a legitimate burrito because it's non-GMO, or so you claim it to be. What is that? I mean, these people are whiners.
This is a very misleading headline.
They're such whiners.
Very misleading headline.
You think so? You're saying the rest of the story doesn't follow on with the headline? That would never happen.
No, they get to a natural, quote, natural label about in the middle of the story, but the very first thing right out of the gate, they're attacking Chipotle for GMO, non-GMO. I mean,
right.
It's a giant hit piece.
This company's website states that these foods do not align with its vision to provide the highest quality ingredients, and it cites concerns in the medical community as well as among farmers and environmentalists about genetically engineered crops. How about concerns about Hillary Clinton? I'd like to see the head of Chipotle speak out about that. I don't know if he will. Consumers are faced with deciding whether to choose GMO-free versions of common staples each time they go to the grocery store. So basically they're saying it's illegitimate because there's not really any science to support Chipotle's decision. So it comes like the skeptics that you're taking on is Hoopnagel, saying that this is problematic because why? Well, there's no science to support what Chipotle's doing. Hey, how about screw the science or your science specifically, and how about Chipotle's ability to run a business and say it's customer base would rather have food not laced with genetically modified organisms or embedded. That's good business on Chipotle's part. Look at the stock. Look at the growth compared to McDonald's, who has embraced, until recently, only GMOs. Now, as they bring in kale, which we've talked about, we don't understand that decision by McDonald's as far as really attracting us. You know, I opened my lecture in Naples at the Food and Thought this last Friday. And I talked about that. It's like, you know, Food and Thought has all this organic food, and it's just amazing. But, you know, I almost didn't show up tonight because McDonald's is now serving kale. It got a good laugh, anyway.
Did it get a good laugh?
It did. It's like they were thinking, yeah, that is kind of weird. You know, because
I passed every McDonald's on the way.
I was almost turning into the drive-thru because they have kale now. They have kale. But, of course, I'm talking to a group that are eating organically grown foods, non-GMO foods, at this great store in Naples. I'm thinking, how many of these people are going to be attracted to go back to McDonald's because they have kale? It's not going to, I mean, who's the CEO? What are they thinking? Not that I'm trying to help McDonald's, but just, you know, one of those questions. So natural, nutritious, wholesome. We've argued that natural, and it's not our argument, is really a meaningless statement on a label because there are no regulations to define the word natural. So you can pretty much call MSG natural, monosodium glutamate. So, you know, that natural flavorings, what is that? That is a problem to me. But they're annoyed by the even term natural because, oh my gosh, what if people start turning away from synthetic additives, preservatives, colorings, and flavorings that the FDA says it's okay? What about organic? Ooh, organic stickers. It's in the meat and dairy and produce aisles. We can't have that. There's no proof that it's better.
They make a point, and it's actually something that I learned late in the game that I just hadn't noticed the detail, is that you do have different classifications of organic. You've got 100% organic, which is organic certified, then you've got made with organic ingredients, and you've got, you know, but how is that a criticism?
I don't know. I don't get it.
Look at the label. If it just says this, it means this. I mean, it's not that hard. Difficult.
Figure that out. By the way, Dr. Bitar is going to be reporting to us from the Holy Land today. He's in Bethlehem, just like last week. We hope we have a decent connection. So, but regardless, I'm not turning away when he's got. He's probably got some good stories to tell out in the Middle East today. That's why we do advanced medicine, even when he's out of town. And Super Don, you know, Ty Bollinger is in England. He's getting some good audio interviews, video interviews. My friends from the Alliance for Natural Health UK and Europe, Rob Brekirk and Melanie Aldridge and others. And so I'm looking forward to hearing seeing the next round, because it was great what we did with Thayer Gene.
I'll tell you what, though, he needs to watch himself, because he did admit when we were talking to him earlier, he does not know anything about the Dave Clark Five. That's scary.
Well, we have to hook him up with somebody who knows that won't be in, you know. Well, I think he's bigger than most Brits anyway. Not
in the yeah.
They're not going to mess with him.
Yeah.
He's out there. They saw from his hotel room, you could see Big Ben in Parliament. That was kind
of, you know, he's running around without a shirt on.
Not out. Well, actually, the sun was shining. I saw. I was.
I'm going to start calling him Beefcake.
Beefcake. Beef Eater. That's out there. Is that gin? Beef Eater gin in England, I think?
Yeah, okay.
All right, well, listen. We got another segment here. Then Dr. Bitar comes up for some advanced medicine. How about a moment of... Duh. We got one of those coming up you're going to enjoy. 866-939-BELL, robertscottbell.com. Say thanks to all our wonderful sponsors, and of course our syndicator GCN, naturalnewsradio.com, and beyond. Lots more healing to go. Stick with us after this.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane. It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
I know you've heard about it. CBD is making headlines here in 2015 as well. And you can get CBD from hemp this very day. That's right. CBD from hemp is available in all 50 states and over 40 countries right now. Hemp is considered a superfood by millions worldwide. But there's another reason to love hemp. CBD, or cannabidiol, is a natural part of the hemp plant. And it's making those headlines and finding its way into households across the country. Hemp Meds is the world's trusted CBD hemp oil source. Hemp Meds' commitment to quality starts with non-GMO and industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from hemp, grown as nature intended. Hemp Meds sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. And that's why they offer CBD hemp oil in a variety of natural premium products for their customers nationwide. From natural hair and skin care to functional foods that thousands of families use every single day, including me, RSV. The only question I have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle, now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to onesilversolution.com, onesilversolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
We have a listener that responded to that question of the day on warts. Randall says, rub the inside of a banana peel on the warts every night before bed. Also, rub them with a sliced open potato, then bury the potato under a full moon.
Okay. You forgot about the one where if you hold an eggplant over your head and count to 10 while rubbing a feather on your kneecap, that you know.
I don't even know. I don't want to know where you got the eggplant, but that's another story. Okay. Let's see. What else we? Oh my! Oh, God, I was corrected. You Brits or wannabe Brits? You said to me on the break, you can't see Big Ben. You can only see the tower. You can only hear Big Ben because Big Ben is not the tower. Big Ben's only the bell.
You can see Big Ben if you went inside the tower.
Yes, but I said that you could see Big Ben from the hotel room that Ty is staying in.
Or maybe you were referring to your friend Ben, who happens to be rather
large.
Large.
No, I wasn't. It was the...
No? Okay.
It's a nuance.
All right, I was trying to defend you.
It's a nitpicking nuance. That's what I got to deal with, okay, when it comes to Britain. Take pride in Britain. We love our listeners on UK Health Radio. Hello. Hugs. Kisses. Say hi to Ty Bollinger.
Yep.
Anna Victoria Rogers over there. Toxic World, Toxic People. Get her book. Also, upcoming, Autism One. Heading there tomorrow. And we'll be there Wednesday through Sunday. Actually, earlier for me. But big event in Chicago right near O'Hare Airport. AutismOne.org. Link it through at RobertScottBell.com. If you have any thoughts of wanting to learn things you could never learn anywhere else. There's extraordinary doctors, healers, teachers, moms, dads, whole lots of people that you're going to hook up with. Can't wait to see Brian Hooker. We got lots of great friends that are going to be there. And, well, what do I got to say about that? That's it for now. We got Dr. Batar coming up. We got to elevate. We got to educate. We got to do studies that no one needs to do that lead to what could it be? Yeah, it's time for today's
moment of duh.
What are you people? On dope?
Amalgamated Association of Morons. Local 6 and 7-8.
You're crazy!
No.
What is your major malfunction?
Yes, today's Moment of Dove was published in the journal Drug and Alcohol Dependence because we clearly didn't know this would happen. When you put a bunch of people who don't smoke pot into a small container with people smoking pot and it's not well ventilated, the people who don't smoke pot that are just hanging out there, guess what? They get high.
They get stoned,
yeah. They get stoned. No, you don't say. Really? I learned that the first time when I was at the, what was the event we were at? 420 Cup, is that what it's called?
Well, that was Cannabis Cup, but I remember correctly, your very first time was at the Foghat concert, wasn't it?
Oh, you do remember that. That was like 1979 at the Omni in Atlanta. It doesn't exist now. There's Phillips Arena in this place. But yeah, Foghat came to town. I remember Slow Ride and all that. And, of course, it was filled at that time. It was just filled with cannabis vapors. Not vaping, but actually people toking. And at that point, I think I got a contact high. That was the first experience with that. And
this study is just an incredible breakthrough for science. One of the things that they noticed, they asked the people after they had been in the room full of marijuana smoke, mm-hmm. are you hungry? Mm-hmm. And they reported that some people did say they were hungry. However, mm-hmm. there might be a flaw in the study because it could have been the fact that lunch was coming up soon.
Yeah, you know what they call that?
What?
It's the Munchibo effect. The Munchibo
effect. Okay.
You didn't know that? I thought you, of all people, would know that.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah. It couldn't happen to a nicer guy, right?
Hey, listen, if they can make up words like woo, we can come up with Munchibo.
Absolutely. Coin that phrase. You heard it here first, I think, on the Robert Scott Bell Show, the Munchibo effect. It's a thing when you're hanging out with somebody smoking a doobie, and you're not really smoking, it's secondhand smoke, and you get the munchies, it's really the Munchibo effect because you weren't actually smoking. This is stupid. Who paid for this study? I wonder. Let's put those people in there with those other people who are smoking weed, and what's going to happen to them? I don't know. Are they going to breathe the same air? Yes. Ooh, they might get high. And have the Munchibo effect. All right, we got Dr. Batar coming from Bethlehem in the Holy Land next hour. We've got lots more information. Another question of the day on autism and psychiatry. Milk, what's in your milk? Turf wars, toxicology. Why do men exist? We're going to answer that as well next hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Why? Because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you can consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.